me. That's what you said on.
They didn't have anything like those the two people can sit on now with cushions on them?
Oh, cushion. That was the thing is that. Cushion. You sit on that hard wood. Lucky. If you didn't have to sit on the floor, to eat out on the floor, you know, and let the grown up sit at the table.
Yeah.
Kid would sit on the floor, you know, the floor, or on the steps, going out the house and sit on the steps and eat. You wouldn't sit down at the table on the grown ups that day. You can be the best way you can. That's why we learned to fish when we were very young. Go out for a cast net. We call a cast net is a net that you hold in your hand. It's about 6 feet long, and you throw it in, and it goes out in a circular form, you know, and it hits the water, and you catch the fish, which then when you pull it, it got strings on the bottom of it, and the strings close in and sort of make a catch for the fish and the shrimp. And that, you know, you go out for the cast net every week. You get, couldn't keep food too long because it would spoil. You didn't get Iceman would come down maybe twice a week. He had to come from another town, from Golden Valley. They didn't make ice down here.
But your food got...
The food, you almost had to wait. Seafood was it. And things that wouldn't spoil that didn't need refrigeration, you know, like potatoes, rice.
Did you have a place where you would keep, like, things in the winter? You know, like vegetables or things like that?
Well, it doesn't get that cold, it ran out. Sometimes it gets a little cold. You could keep a few things for a couple of days, maybe. Meat that you used to get, when they kill a pig, they raise pigs and chickens, our own chickens and our cat and our own cow for milk and beef. Well, when you kill a pig, you would store the meat in the pig's fat. In other words, you boil the fat, it would make an oil, and you'd store the pork chops and all that in that fat. Fat will make preserved meat. So it was stored in a big crock, they call it. It was made out of clay, some type of clay, where you would store your stuff in there. And a lot of meat, you would salt it down, like fish, you would salt that down. Salt would also preserve it. And when you were ready to eat it, some of it, you just take it out of the salt, wash it out and cook it. Because salt did preserve it. And a lot of meat, salt meat, you'd hang that outside and go that faison day after about 2 months old, that would really taste good, you know, because that salt would preserve it a little bit.
Faison day?
Faison day is what you're referring to.
Or tapo, do you know what that was? Did you ever? Okay, that was, they make that over, they would dry, would you ever dry meat down?
Oh, you see, I know what you're talking about. They do it that way, half dry and half salted down and hang it outside, covered with, in those days, the beds that you sleep on had what they call a mosquito sheet or type of cloth. And the air could go through, but not the mosquito, because the house was wide open all the time. Mosquito would eat you up. So you'd cover that, and it would come down like a canopy. It was canopy bed, I guess, but it would come down like a canopy. And that would stop the mosquitoes from eating you. And that same gauze, it's like regular gauze, but the first aid gauze,
yeah.
They'd wrap the meat in there to put a fly and what have you. That would preserve what you did. So we start laughing over that now. It wasn't a laughing matter in those days. So see how it is now, how it was in those days.
When you kill the hog, you kill him with a... Well, where did you keep your animals?
An animal stayed right in the back of the house. He was in the backyard. He had a place, the hog, you have a little pen, and pen him up in there. He'd eat the slop, what was left, which wasn't much at times, but other times there was. And we used to, all the kids would get together and pick up acorns out of the big oak tree, and that was really a good feed for hogs. Pick up acorns and some corn out of the corn field. And then what they call a boucherie. In French, you know, it ran out. They'd kill a hog.
Yeah.
And out of that hog, you'd have your meat, your crackling, your hog head cheese, blood sausage. Some people call it boudin.
Uh-huh.
Down here, they refer to it as blood sausage. And all that would be preserved in the fat of the hog. And also, you know, of course, you had a big family. So when you kill a hog, it didn't last very long. You know, had a big family.
How many is your family?
There's six children in my family. I've got two sisters and four brothers. But my sister had 17, and she adopted one.
Oh.
All my brothers have 8, 9 children, except me and my youngest brother. My youngest brother has 4, and I have 3.
Well, what were the names? Do you mind asking y'all's names?
My brother and